China Corner is proudly brought to you by the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in Namibia.
Good evening and welcome to the March edition of China Corner, brought to you by the Embassy of China to Namibia, here on your number one talk radio station, that being Eagle FM. For this evening's particular discussion, dear listeners, we lined up an interesting discussion with the Confucius Institute stationed at University of Namibia in terms of their value and in the people-to-people exchanges that China and Africa will be commencing for the year of 2026, which has also been entrenched in the China-Namibia relations before this particular significant step had been announced at the start of 2026. Find ourselves in a very interesting conversation, specifically where Director Liu from the Confucius Institute, alongside Li Laoshe and Wang Laoshe, the word Laoshe, dear listeners, mind you, translates to teacher in this regard, both contributed the various interesting discussions and talking points that we've got lined up for you in this evening's session. We obviously take a look in terms of the first interaction with Director Liu with regards to the history, the background, the particular growth of the Confucius Institute and also the role it played specifically between China and Namibia cultural exchanges, which then also develop into further developments that students or learners with, because you can also, as a secondary school learner, enjoy the language and cultural exchange programs available through the Confucius Institute to participate in them and ultimately also realize the particular growth that you would like to have in Mandarin, which is the official language spoken in China, as well as also have the opportunity of building up particular human people-to-people relations in between Namibia and China in that regard. The other particular dimension that our conversation for this evening also takes is primarily looking at the interesting talking points that come through from Wang Laoshe, who helps us understand the Chinese Bridge and the Chinese Language Day events, which are also important events that help with, firstly, students, if you're a university student, being able to experience, even though it might be a short period in China, but also experience what university life looks like, access potentially to any particular expansion of your current studies or field of studies and academic career, and potentially also highlight whether or not you would like to go and study further, especially in China, at one of the particular universities that obviously would form part of the accessibility component. Another would be the celebration, obviously, of Namibians who partner up and also experience Chinese Language Day celebrations and what this also translates to. Through the engagement with Li Laoshe, who also provides a further expansion on an interesting development like the summer camp, which is a particular event which has the opportunity for language learners and students of the Confucius Institute to attend a particular event. I will give you some particular insights from myself, where in the opportunity was there when I started with my level 1 HSK and level 2 HSK to participate in the summer camp, but unfortunately because of work commitments, you know, it's not something easy that you can get leave from. However, it does have the opportunity for the, you know, to see if you are one of those lucky learners and students from the Confucius Institute in terms of the course that is taken, which is Mandarin, to have the opportunity to go on a summer camp specifically to China, which is at that stage primarily Beijing when I was doing my HSK levels. And then you obviously get to meet other HSK or other Confucius Institute students from around the world. And there is this, if I can call it sort of like this network building that is then taking place in terms of participating in the summer camps. Li Laoshe will provide further insights in this evening's discussion, sort of like to introduce us to the various parts and whether there might have been changes from the last time I was also a Chinese language student, and then we get the opportunity to see ultimately what will be in store for, well, prospective, meaning you, the listener out there, who has the opportunity to enjoy some of the knowledge that will be shared and some of the fascinating talking points to be touched upon during the course of this evening's discussion. And if you are also not yet a particular participant or a student or learner with the Confucius Institute itself. Finally, we take a look primarily at some of the further particular expanse of talking points that Director Liu will highlight to us in this evening's discussion of this session regarding the Confucius Institute's particular role that it has played in the people-to-people exchanges between China and Namibia. And joining us for this Wednesday session here, the first Wednesday of February, dear listeners, as you do know that we always have the China Corner for the past couple of months, which is technically more than 5 months now, but we always bring you the insightful discussions as we always do at the start of each month and also at the end of each month. Another interesting development has been that for tonight's session, we are joined by representatives from the Confucius Institute housed at the University of Namibia here in the capital Windhoek, which will obviously also give us an interest.
Short on cash? Then get to a USave for these super savings. 4 100 gram clover flavored dairy snacks, just 20 Namibian dollars for 2. That's 8 100 gram cups. 2 kilogram Omaedic cultured milk, just 48.99 Namibian dollars. 100 milliliter Colgate toothpaste, just 17.99 Namibian dollars. 200 milliliter organic shampoo and conditioner, only 29.99 Namibian dollars each. And Dry Naps premium disposable nappies, just 139.99 Namibian dollars. Hurry up to your favorite USave store.
The capital Windhoek, which will obviously also give us an interesting insight into language transfer as well as also knowledge transfer. Joining me in studio is a host of guests. Firstly, being Director Liu, as well as also Wang Ling Laosha. Just to also highlight, dear listeners, I did take Mandarin classes before. So in one scenario, we will hear an in-depth discussion about this. Director, thank you for taking the time. Laosha, thank you for taking the time. If you guys can just introduce yourselves to the listeners, and then we can work from our discussion.
Okay. First, I want to introduce the Confucius Institute at UNAM. The Confucius Institute began operation in 2013. The institute mainly teaching Chinese language all over the Namibia. We have 14 teaching sites across in the country, located in Windhoek, Swakopmund, Kidman's Hope, in South Campus of UNAM, Rundu Campus of UNAM, HP Campus of UNAM, and GEDS Campus of UNAM. The students include university students, middle school students, and primary school students. Also, we accept students from the society who are interested in learning Chinese language. The Confucius Institute was jointly established by China University of Geosciences, Beijing, and UNAM. This section introduced the history of the cooperation between the two universities. In 2006, the founding president, the founding father of Namibia, Dr. Noyoma, as the chancellor of the University of Namibia, signed the education agreement between UNAM and the China University of Geosciences, Beijing, provided since 2007, China University of Geosciences, Beijing, provided a full scholarship and accepted two Namibia UNAM staff to study for their master's degree at China University of Geosciences, Beijing. After they graduated from China University of Geosciences, Beijing in 2010, they come back to UNAM for their teaching. In 2010, China University of Geosciences Beijing continued to carry out educational and research cooperation with UNAM and the support our 20+20 progress supported by the Chinese Ministry of Education. This project is also part of the implement of the China Africa Cooperation Forum by the Chinese government and South African and African countries. So far, China University of Geosciences Beijing have accepted more than 30 students from the University of Namibia and other students study in China. Some of them have already come back to UNAM for their work after they graduated. And some of them have gone to work in other department of Namibia after their graduation. In 2018, during the visit of China by the former president of Namibia, Hage Geingob, have specially visited to China University of Geosciences Beijing and received his honor doctor degree from China University of Geosciences Beijing. In his speech, he thanked to China University of Geosciences Beijing for its contribution in the China and Namibia cooperation progress. Now, teachers from China University of Geosciences Beijing are also conducting scientific research cooperation with teachers from the University of Namibia in many fields and jointly publishing scientific research papers.
Thank you very much, Director. And if we also look at the next particular talking point, Director, how does language and culture sharing activities help with people-to-people initiatives that are part of the 2026 agenda?
Okay. The Confucius Institute at UNAM will hold a series of cultural exchange activity to contribute to the China-African Cultural Exchange Year in 2026. Our activities include the Chinese Bridge Competition, International Chinese Language Days, and summer camp activities. Additionally, various cultural activity will be organized at each teaching site. Now, I would like to invite my colleague, Ms. Ling Wang, to introduce the Chinese Bridge Competition and the International Chinese Language Day activity.
Thanks for having me here. As you mentioned before, you were also students of Confucius Institute, and I would like to say you're one of my students. Do you still remember your Chinese name?
Yes, I still do. My Chinese name, please, dear listeners, don't laugh. It is Duita. And also, I can still remember a few phrases, for example, like Puji Dao and Womeo.
Okay.
So, it has been patchy. It has been, I don't want to say I forgot everything. Under the blessing of director, obviously, then, I still see there is hope for me in some way.
I'm very glad to hear that. Mm. And see, that's one of the benefits of learning Chinese. You don't know how it will benefit you now, but definitely in the future. You said that you went to China last December.
Mm.
Yeah. How was the impression?
Impression was, firstly, I was very surprised because I didn't have expectations. I know that China is a country that has advanced in many scenarios. It was very different between Shanghai and Nanchang City. Shanghai, very cosmopolitan. I think they've got their own fashion sense there. I don't know what the fashion sense comes from, but it was very metropolitan. Nanchang gave us a different insight, a lot of history, a lot of culture, a lot of spicy food. I have to mention the spicy food, but it was all a pleasant experience, and then also understanding the culture and history of Jiangxi province as well.
Thanks for the sharing. Now I'll come to my point for what is the Chinese Bridge competition and what is Chinese International Day. The Chinese Bridge was introduced by the Center of Language for Education and Cooperation from 2002, so it has a long history. Now, this competition consists of three parts. It has the Chinese Bridge competition for college students, for middle school students, and for primary school students.
Mm.
So since 2002, it has attracted 1.7 million students across 160 countries all over the world. So more than 7,000 competitors have been joining this competition. And excuse me, every year it has attracts millions of audience to watch this competition. It is popular among like the students or people who are learning Chinese because it has been said it's the Olympic of Chinese internationally.
Mm-hmm.
So every year in March, we start the competition in different countries. The students who were not born in China, grew up in China, whose mother tongue is not Chinese, are all allowed to take part in the competition. So the winners, depends on which country you're from, usually top two winners, or according to the regulation in your country, can represent your country to join this competition in China. As for the international Chinese International Day, it was set on the 20th of April, because according to the solar system or Chinese lunar calendar, it is the green ring. It means the weather is getting warmer and everything's getting better. So it was set by UN in 2010, aiming to spread the Chinese use internationally and to celebrate the diversity of our language in the world and the culture. So, and also this is to show the charm of Chinese.
100%. And if we look into the requirements that are needed specifically for participation, Wang Laosha, what would if I can call it an interested person or a curious person, be looking at specifically for the requirements?
That's a very good question. As for the requirements, basically, you need to be one of the students who is taking the Chinese class. It doesn't matter if you're a Yunnan student who is currently taking Chinese as a credit course, or you are just interest class, like learning Chinese, and you are learning Chinese, but you must take part in the competition to sign up for the competition and learn Chinese, have some basic knowledge what you're talking about, and have some talent show for the competition. The more fluent you are in Chinese, and the outstanding your performance is, the more chances you'll get that you'll be the winner.
What's the highest level, Laosha? Because I don't want to say, is it open to level twos like me?
Yes, it's open to level two as well. But currently we can offer from level, from level 1 to 4 at Yunnan main campus. Yeah, because that's the highest level. 4 is the highest level of students we have been taking. Of course, we can still teach level 5, level 6, but that's more like native speakers. That would take some years. But I believe that if you continue to learn, you get to that point.
100%. If we also look at the potential benefits, what are the benefits if people take part in the competition?
Oh, thanks for asking the question that will attract more people. The benefits are like mainly if you are the winner of the Namibia country, you will you'll represent Namibia to go to China for 2 weeks to take part in the competition. not only will you meet competitors from all of the world, but you really feel the culture. Like after you learn Chinese, not only in the class, but to put yourself in that culture, you know what? What did I really learn in the class? How does it like? How can I put it into practice? How do Chinese people live, and what is their culture behind this language? And what are the taboos? What can I
say and not say?
Yes, like so it's very interesting and definitely can broaden your horizon. That's one thing for both the top two winners. The first place will be joining the competition, so it's a bit nervous and competitive, but nice experience. But for the second winner, you just enjoy yourself in China, relax, because you are going to be the audience of the competition, so relax.
And if we look at the
that and also the first winner will be awarded with the one semester scholarship. That means you can, after your graduation or when you are ready, you can use the scholarship to study in China. I think that's one of the most attractive point to our students.
And if we look at also the competition, is it something that...
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt!
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
If we look at also the competition, is it something that is held annually? How often does the competition take place?
The competition is held annually, usually every year in between March and April. So we finish the like the half round competition in Namibia, and then the students can go to China in April, not in April, but in August and September. So it depends on our host center when the competition will be held in China. But definitely in the August and the September.
In the September period, and obviously there's still further particular information, but before that we come back. And then moving over back to Director, if we obviously look at the further details that have just been shared by Wang Laoshe, what more can we look into specifically in terms of competition and so on?
Okay, Wang Laoshe gave us a detailed introduction to the Chinese Bridge competition and the International Chinese Language Day activities. Thank you, Wang Laoshe, for your introduction. The Chinese Bridge Competition and the International Chinese Language Day activities are mainly held in Namibia. As Wang Laoshe mentioned, the outstanding participants of the Chinese Bridge Competition will go to China to participate in the Chinese Bridge Competition held for all over the world. We also organize the students of Confucius Institute to come to China for summer camp activity every year. Now, we invited Pina, the students from UNAM, to share her experience of participating in the China Bridge competition in Namibia and competing in China.
And specifically now moving over to you, Pina, and you introduce yourself also as Magda, but just say hello for the listeners and then tell us a little bit more of your experiences.
Good day, listeners. I am Magdal Pinor, or my Chinese name, Pina, which might be even funnier than his. I had the privilege to go to the Chinese Bridge competition last year in 2025 as a level 1 HSK student, which was very frightening. I went for a total of 15 days, but with travel and everything included, it was more like 18 to 19 days. And I got to see a wide variety of Chinese culture and different cities and different provinces. And I must say that the Chinese culture really differs between the different provinces and cities.
And also specifically, if we have a look in terms of the exposure to the period that you had there, how was the particular language and also adapting yourself to the language in China versus Namibia and its all its languages? How did that go for you as well in the 15 to 18 days, like you highlighted?
In a nutshell, I would say that everything in China, from the language to the culture, is just quicker. So our teachers are very gracious with us and speak with us very slowly in Chinese so that we can focus on the tones and the different intricacies of the language. But going to China and actually hearing Chinese in that setting was almost like jumping into the deep end, because everything was quicker and my brain had to go into a complete different state of functioning to understand what they were saying and the different
interactions also.
Interactions, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
But with the food and the culture and the language, everything together, it was really a wonderful experience. And I would have to encourage anyone listening to try to go.
And just one more last question, specifically if you now look at being a level one at that stage. I'm stuck at level two, so you don't have to worry about that, Magda. But if you look at sort of like the excitement that came from the exposure that you had versus now how you view learning, the, you know, being exposed to specifically firstly learning in during the summer camp and now learning in Namibia, does that also give you that further motivation to continue to advance your level, specifically in learning Mandarin or the various sort of like cultural elements in the people-to-people sharing that Namibia and China has got going on? How does that go for you specifically?
It definitely encouraged me to further my Chinese studies and especially to get better, because as a level one student, I wasn't the best at speaking Chinese or understanding. So I would quite like to redeem myself. And as Lao Shi Wang Ling mentioned, I now have a 6-month scholarship to go study at any Chinese university. And they also took us to visit quite a few, so I already have my university picked out. But I would obviously like to continue my studies in Chinese language so that I can hold my own when I am there for my 6-month period.
Wonderful, Varab, wonderful. And then just anything else that I might not have asked, Pina, that you probably want to add before we move back to director in terms of just moving on to the rest of the conversation?
We experienced so much different things and so many different tourist attractions. And it was difficult when I was preparing for the interview to pick my favorite, because I thought that might be a question that you asked. But after long hours of consideration, I did pick the 3 lanes and 7 alleys, which are little shops, and it's a tourist attraction, and it's also a very old and ancient place full of history and culture. And I would just recommend that anyone visiting China would visit that place specifically, because it was just breathtaking to experience such a melting pot of all of the different aspects of China.
Yep. My favorite spot specifically in Jiangxi province is an ancient village, which is also a tourist attraction. I literally felt like I was on a movie set. I didn't want to touch anything. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to experience it. So I get to understand what you mean by, you know, there's a favorite spot that you had experienced. And on that particular note, Pina, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to share with us. And we turn back now to the next part of our conversation. And obviously, we bring in the next chapter of our talk. And moving back, dear listeners, back to Director. Director, thank you also for sharing some of the particular details and what Magda or Pina shared now with us. Just if you wanted to add something on top of what she highlighted.
Okay. Thank you, Pina, for your introduction and for your experience in China. I believe you have already made rapid progress for your Chinese language during for the competition in China. Even the time is short, just about 2 weeks, but you made rapid progress because of the fast speaking of Chinese language. Now, I would like to invite Dr. Li Xiuhui, Li 老师, to introduce the summer camp activities.
And thank you very much, Director. And if we head over now to Madam Li, or Li 老师, should I also say, could you also briefly tell us about the summer camp activities that are also now in the next phase of our discussion?
Okay, sure. Actually, going to China for summer camp is something many of our students are really interested in. After studying Chinese at the Confucius Institute for a while and learning more about Chinese culture, many students start thinking, I really want to see China for myself. And the summer camp is a great opportunity to do exactly that.
And if we also stay specifically on that point, Li 老师, specifically about looking at, you know, would people obviously love to participate? I'm sure a lot of people would love to join. Are there any requirements that would be there or present for them to join?
Yes, there are a few basic ones. First, you need to be a registered student in our Chinese classes. Second, you need to have taken the HSK Level 2 exam. And of course, you need some time and a little bit of money as well. That part is just me joking.
I can obviously see the particular joke in that particular scenario, Madam Li. So when does the summer camp also usually take place? Is it an annual event or is it a specific time frame?
The summer camp is held once a year. 1 year is for secondary school students, and the next year is for university students. It usually takes place around May or June, and it lasts for 2 weeks. During those 2 weeks, students can get to do a lot. Chinese language classes, culture activities, museum visits, sightseeing, and of course, trying different kinds of Chinese foods.
Wow. And that obviously is a very exciting particular adventure, if I can call it an adventure. Now, you obviously, this sounds very tempting in terms of also participating. I only have HSK level 2, so I'll have to go back. But is there something more, Li 老师, that we can look into?
That's great. You are very welcome. And you have completed level 2 with us before. So you are also welcome to come back and continue with level 3. Actually, many students who join the summer camp become much more motivated afterward because they set a clear goal for themselves to study in China one day.
And to study in China, that is very good. That is very good because it sounds very amazing. So how can someone apply to study in China?
The most important thing is your Chinese level. Different universities have different requirements. But generally speaking, the better your Chinese is, the more options you will have. This is something many secondary school and university students are really interested in. I would suggest starting with our Chinese classes, and I'll share more details step by step later on.
Thank you very much, Li 老师. And obviously, thank you for the introduction as well. And coming back to you, Director, specifically, is there further information that we can look into the summer camp and also what can visitors expect on these visits?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Li 老师, for your introduction. Actually, I want to speak a little more about the summer camp. During the summer camp activity in China, you know, the Confucius Institute is cooperated by China. China University of Geosciences in Beijing.
Mm.
Because in Beijing, usually, when we organize the summer camp, we will organize students to visit the Great Wall and also the Forbidden City in Beijing.
And yeah. Oh, yes. You can continue. You can continue, Director.
Yeah. Now I would like to invite Melissa, a student, secondary student from Chairman Mao Zedong Middle School, to share her experience of participating in the summer camp in China.
100%. And we now transition over, dear listeners, to one of the high school students who also participated. And just like the director was now going to highlight, director, just if you can introduce Melissa for us.
Oh, okay. Now we invite Melissa, a student from Chairman Mao Zedong School, to share her experience of participating in the summer camp in China. Okay, Melissa.
Melissa, thank you for taking the time. Thank you, Director, for introducing. If you can just tell us and inform us and our listeners primarily about yourself and also, you know, who you are and what you did on your visit as well, specifically during your time.
Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Melissa Morana, a student data at Chairman Mao Zedong High School. Beyond the classroom, I'm deeply involved with the Confucius Institute, where I've learned that language is about more than just words. It's about connecting with the world. I'm someone who thrives on adaptability and clear communication, and I'm ready to bring that future-focused mindset to this role. I went to a two-week camp in Beijing that was focused on learning the language and culture. It was amazing to see how much they use AI and technology for almost everything there. It felt like stepping into the future. Besides visiting the big sites, I spent time at the CLEC, which is Chinese Language Exchange and Cooperation Center, and learned things like choreography and Tai Chi. This trip really taught me how to be flexible and how to get along with people in a completely different environment.
Yeah. And that sounded very awesome, Melissa. And also, if we look at, you know, another particular aspect in terms of your experience, why did you choose to learn Chinese in the first place?
My interest started when I was young, after watching a movie titled Karate Kid, which showed Chinese culture and traditions. I was so interested that I even tried making up my own characters. When I got to grade 9, I saw a real chance to learn the language properly. I chose it because China is a global leader and wanted to build a bridge between my home and their culture. My goal is to use these skills for future career opportunities in international trade.
And that sounds very awesome. Sounds very awesome, Melissa. And if we look at the next particular part of your journey and your exposure, how has this experience changed your plans for the future or even for your career after high school, if you now look at continuing further with studies?
A lot has changed since my visit to China. I am now eager to study in China and fulfill my dream of becoming a lawyer. I am so excited and can't wait for the chapter of my life to unfold. Since my visit, I view the world differently.
That sounds very awesome. Sounds very awesome. If we also look at the next particular part, why did you choose this particular specific experience?
I chose this program because I wanted to learn in a way that goes beyond just a regular classroom. I feel that by going to the heart of the culture, visiting museums and historical sites, I would understand the language much better. I didn't just want to learn words, I wanted to gain a global perspective. Now that I'm back, I can bring that new way of thinking to Namibia and use it to help me in my future studies and career.
That sounds very good. If we also look at other particular aspects that I might not have asked, Mulisha, you still have the opportunity to still add in some further details before we transition back to Director Liu.
Yeah. In conclusion, this summer camp really changed how I see my role at the Institute. It shouldn't just be about me learning. It's about how I can help the program grow. The next step is to launch a student leadership initiative, formalize peer mentorship, establish phonetic anchor libraries, create a cycle of success for formalize student ambassadors, launch Beyond the Book workshops, and support Dr. Liu's 2026 sustainability goal. By using local alumni as a bridge, we can help solve teacher shortages and build capacity. Past competitors, competition winners, first-hand experience help them help lead the cultural and survival part of orientation, making it easier for new students to adopt than standard mandatory sessions would. Student ambassadors appoint summer camp alumni and HSK Plus students as peer mentors. Why? Local students provide cultural memory and stability that visiting lecturer cannot. Ensuring the program is sustainable. Cycle of success. Use my journey from summer camp to global finalist as a roadmap for others. Why? By sharing the specific difficulties I overcame in Beijing and Tianjin, I can help my peers navigate the same path, ensuring the cycle of success continues with the next group. Beyond the textbook workshop, runs clinic on regional accents like Beijing or Hua, and professional writing. Why? It moved the trip from holiday to a professional audition, making students more competitive for global scholarships, supporting Dr. Liu's 2026 stability goal, building a stronger pipeline of students ready for national exams. Why? My project solves the lecturer shortage by using trained local student talent to support the Confucius Institute's growth. Thank you.
100%. Thank you for that contribution, Mulisha. And thanking Mulisha for that contribution, dear listeners, we come back to Director Liu on what can we look further in terms of what was just now shared, Director.
Okay. Thank you, Mulisha. Like you said, after you take part in the summer camp in China, you want to study in China for your further study. And I know also many of your classmates want to study in China in the future. The Confucius Institute will support for your study in China. And I also want to introduce the China University of Geosciences in Beijing to all of you. If you want to study in China, welcome to study in China University of Geosciences in Beijing. Usually we call it CUGB. CUGB will offer the full scholarship to all of you. We call the first one is the Chinese Government Scholarship. If anyone want to study at CUGB, you can contact with me. And CUGB is a leading university in China and also in over the world in geosciences. It's not only offer the degree for geosciences, also offer other degree in other disciplines like laws, economic, and some civil engineering like that. And I'm in charge of international students at China University of Geosciences for almost 20 years. So CUGB have already educated more than 30 students from Namibia. Many of them come back to Namibia for their work. Yes. Okay. If you need any assistant for studying China, just contact me, the Chinese director of Confucius Institute at UNAM.
And thank you very much, Director, for also sharing those particular extra details, things that not many of our listeners or the broader people in Namibia sometimes have access to in terms of those information pieces. When we also now look at the rest of Africa discussions, is there an opportunity? Can the rest of Africa or people from other parts of Africa learn from the example of established relationship between Namibia and China for what we have now just shared with them in the previous discussions and interviews?
Yes, people from other African countries can also benefit from the cooperation between China and Namibia. For example, in our Confucius Institute, apart from Namibia, we also have students from many other African countries. This includes those who come from China for summer camping. Some of them are from other African countries. I remember that last year, one of the students who from Rwanda, and before that, there were students from Zimbabwe, and students who study at our Confucius Institute have the opportunities to come to China for summer camp and also benefit from the cooperation between China and Namibia.
100%, 100%, Director. When we look at the next particular point as well, Director, in terms of how has the language and the culture program of the Confucius Center grown since its beginning, when you shared with us at the start that, you know, this has been a long journey between the Confucius Center and UNAM and also China and Namibia in the language and culture.
Okay. The development of language teaching at Confucius Institute have gradually started. We first taught Chinese language at UNAM. Gradually, more and more Namibians expressed their demands for learning Chinese. So we began to offer Chinese language course in primary school and secondary school in Windhoek. Besides the school teaching, we also conduct Chinese language teaching in other areas, such as Ongdigwa, Rundu, Kidmas Hope, and Swakopmund. Our Chinese language teaching has gradually produced from the beginner level to intermediate level Chinese, and then more advanced level. Many students who have learned Chinese have gone to study in China or work in the Chinese-funded company in Namibia. If anyone who want to study Chinese, they can contact us through our email cr@unam.net. The CR means Confucius Institute. Besides Chinese language teaching at a university and primary school and secondary school teaching posts, we also offer Chinese interest class in Windhoek. I would like to invite Dr. Li Xiuhui, Li Laoshi, to give us a detailed introduction to the situation of our Chinese interest class in Windhoek.
And moving over to Li Laosha, that's now Dr. Li. Dr. Li Laosha, what can you share regarding the interest classes?
Okay, the adult interest class are mainly designed for working professionals. Of course, we also have some UNAM students as well as students from other universities, such as NAST, Namibia University of Science and Technology, and IUM. International University of Management. In addition, a small number of secondary school students also join the classes. So the group is quite diverse.
And obviously, if we look at this particular starting point, when are the classes usually held?
The classes take place in the evenings which makes it convenient for people to attend after work.
And how often do these courses also run during the during the year?
We offer the courses every year with two intakes annually. The first intake usually opens for registration around the end of January, with classes starting in late January or early February. The second intake normally opens for registration in late July, with classes starting in late July or early August. Each course runs for about 3 months. The schedule is generally aligned with the UNAM's academic calendar.
That sounds very interesting. Now, if we know that many people are interested in the Chinese courses, and not only those in the capital, but also learners from other areas such as Walvis Bay, Swakopmund, and some northern towns and regions. So for those who are not based in the capital, do you also offer online classes?
That's a very good question. We actually offered online classes last year, mainly because the number of applicants was quite high, especially from outside the capital. So due to this strong demand, we decided to open online classes at that time. And this year, we continued with our level one online classes. But we are still seeing a lot of interest in level one.
And it obviously shows the particular interest in terms of what the trends were last year. But if we look at the aspect of the online classes, are the online classes offered on a regular basis?
At the moment, the online classes are offered on a flexible basis. If the number of registered students is high.
So, what will your friends think if you show up at school with a brand new 10th gen iPad? TopScore Instant is making back to school in 2026 the coolest thing ever, giving away unbelievable prizes. To win one of 8 iPads or a weekly stationery voucher worth 1,000 Namibian dollars, simply buy a 1kg or 2kg TopScore Instant from any store nationwide and SMS Instant to 24442. Competition ends 31 March 2026. T's and C's apply. TopScore, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Care that goes where you go. That's international travel insurance through NHP. We facilitate cover of up to 10 million Namibian dollars per member for medical emergencies abroad as part of your membership. No extra charge. To receive your policy within minutes, simply register at nhp.com.na before you travel. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
If the number of registered students is high enough, for example, more than 10 learners, we are considering opening an online class. So it really depends on demand.
And if the listeners who are also interested in learning more, how would they be able to get more information?
They can look out for our course posters on the UNAM campus or UNAM website. Or they are very welcome to visit our office at UNAM main campus in person for more information. We'll be very happy to assist.
And that sounds very interesting right there, Lee Lausha. And just before we obviously head back, we quickly take a short break. And coming back from the interesting discussion right there, dear listeners.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.